This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Rebecca Newton moved to Durham from Washington State when she was 13 years old. That was 1969. Her mother was teaching at Duke, and nothing about Durham was familiar to the young Rebecca. Took her a while to find her footing, but she had music. And at Hillside High School in the 1970s, she met the musicians who would become the High Tones, her band of over 30 years now. Even as Rebecca found her way into the online world professionally, she never left the High Tones or the growing music scene in Durham. These days, she's an eminence of that scene, and tonight at the Blue Note Cafe in Durham, Rebecca Newton will show off her pipes and her presence. She's going to present a sing-along of Christmas tunes in two sets. The first set, family-friendly. The second set, R-rated. Can't wait to hear what that's all about. Both sets are free. Each set includes a star-studded roster of guests. The Blue Note Cafe calls it Newton Annie. And Rebecca Newton joins me in the studio today with a preview. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank
Rebecca.
You.
And you brought Leslie Land with you on bass. Leslie, welcome to you. Good to have you here.
Thanks.
Rebecca, you started out as a young musician in Durham in the 70s. What was the music scene like here?
Well, I guess 74 was when I started playing bluegrass, and there wasn't really a music scene. There was Cream of Soul and maybe a couple other cover bands.
I was in that band at one point.
Yeah. I guess everybody but me has been. And so there were Battle of the Bands. There was that kind of stuff, like Led Zeppelin cover bands and stuff that I remember in the early, early days. But there wasn't much of a sort of a local scene except for the Bluegrass Experience in Chapel Hill. And they're still going, but they played every Thursday night at the Cat's Cradle in the second original Cat's Cradle. They were in different places. Yeah. And so that was like the scene. And everybody from Durham always went over to Chapel Hill to the Cat's Cradle on Thursday nights. So I joined a band called, Bull City Run, and it was a bluegrass band. And everybody was starting to do sort of Willie Nelson and Emmylou and, you know, covers, David Allan Coe, that sort of stuff, Jerry Jeff Walker.
It's kind of amazing to think about that time, because right around then, Barry Poss is getting his Sugar Hill Records going and creating a market for newgrass, bluegrass kinds of sounds.
Yeah.
Not necessarily coming out of this region, but certainly with that sensibility passing through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were all praying that we'd get it.
Get
on Barry's label.
Well,
yeah.
Leslie, you were an original member of Southern Culture on the Skids as well.
I was.
So you've been here for a while watching the music scene grow.
I think that band started in 1983, when it was my college time, much to my father's dismay. I was in a touring rockabilly band while I was in school.
Yeah, what were you supposed to be studying?
Speech communications.
Oh, well, that's pretty close.
But yeah, it was a really fun time. The early 80s in the Triangle were. Everybody sounded like R.E.M. except for us.
And us.
And you, right.
Well, Rebecca, you started out with the High Tones in high school, and you've managed to stay together. Talk about a little bit about that band, what you do, and how you've stayed together.
Okay. So I met Bill Newton, Michael Borselman, Robert Truesdale, the original people, and then Keith is also original but wasn't from here, in the 70s, and we all actually lived in the same neighborhood. And as in junior high and high school. And then we started playing the bluegrass music in country about 77. Bill Newton and Robert Truesdale and I were in a band called Mother Country. Michael Borselman was in a band called Hot Possum that was touring around Florida and the East Coast. And so then in 1980, Keith Guile said, hey, you know, let's start a band. And so he and I started the band, and then we got Robert Truesdale and Bill Newton and Michael Borselman. So we were the first original five, and that was 80 or 81. And then we started playing about 82, 83 at Halby's, which was the only place to play music in Durham for a long, long time.
Where was it?
It was at Forest Hills Shopping
Forest
Center.
Hills.
And that's where the Indigo Girls used to play. That's how we met them. So they came to play. They were the hardest working musicians I'd ever met. And we started doing gigs with them at Halby's so that we could have these sort of double gigs, bringing in lots more people. And then we'd go to Atlanta and play with them at the White Dot. And
And tonight it's the Newton Annie at the... So give us a sample, will you? Can you play a little something for us?
We're going to do a little Jingle Bells for you, and there'll be more non-traditional as the hour rolls by, but this is going to be the traditional Jingle Bells. So.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank, misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a drifted bank, and then we got upsot. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Rebecca Newton and Leslie Land doing an original composition called Jingle. Did you write that? Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells. And that's going to be part of Newton Annie tonight at the Blue Note Cafe in Durham. And talk about squeezing venues into every nook and cranny. There's a great spot for music kind of tucked away in a little shopping plaza in Durham.
Yeah.
So how did Newton Annie come about?
So my daughter, both my daughters, Abby and Louise, who will be there tonight, said last year, let's do a Christmas sing-along, because I'm all about the sing-alongs. I noticed that over the years that people really get into the music when they can sing with you. And I thought, what a great time right before Christmas, and everybody can sing along, and it'll just be this relaxed, you know, fun thing. And so one of my girls, I think Abby, she called it the Newton Annie, and I gave Louise credit, and you know how that goes with kids. Wait a minute, I thought up that. So we started that, and we did that last year and handed out words, and the place was packed, and this year we're having a tacky sweater, Christmas sweater contest at the Blue Note Grill. So, yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
I got a tacky tie wherever you're.
That'll work.
Does that count?
That'll
Does that count?
Count?
That's my official Christmas tie. Now, wait a minute. What's R-rated? I don't get the R-rated part.
Well, it's just going to be more less traditional and more sort of the country stuff. There's a song called Christmas with the Family. John Justice is going to sing tonight. You know, things that you might not want the 8-year-old to.
That's a second set,
that's
though.
Right,
so
that's
you got
right.
two sets going and music at the. And talk about, you know, again, the way music has evolved. I mean, the you know, there was a time, as you say, where most of the music was in Chapel Hill.
Yes.
Now Durham and Raleigh both have really grown. Yeah. And so you've got places like the Blue Note, which is in, you know,
great.
It's a shopping plaza.
That's right.
And it's a great spot for musicians. You like to play there.
I do. I like it because we have so much freedom to just play what we want to play. And the place, Tommy Goldsmith plays with me in one of my various bands. And he always says, this reminds me of the Austin scene. From the 70s, that there's a lot of musicians, and that's always a good sign. It's sort of like eating at a Chinese restaurant with a lot of Chinese people. You know, it's the same thing. It's like, you know, it's good, it's authentic.
When the musicians hang out there and
right.
really like to be there.
That's right.
So we're going to talk about that. We talk a little bit about Girls Rock Camp and Girls Rock as an organization, and more Christmas music on the state of things with Rebecca Newton. Her Newton Annie Christmas Concert and Sing-Along happens tonight at the Blue Note Cafe in Durham, and our conversation continues after a short break. You're listening to The State of Things, and it comes to you from North Carolina Public Radio, which, as you all know by now, is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I invite you to stay tuned. This is The State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Rebecca Newton of Rebecca and the High Tones is my guest, along with bassist Leslie Land. They're going to be at the Blue Note Grill in Durham tonight for the second Newton Annie Christmas Concert and Holiday Music Sing-Along. And you talked about your daughters, Rebecca, two grown daughters who sing with you. They're going to be there tonight?
They will, and my grandchildren will be there as well. So I'm really getting old now. Abigail Pierce and Louise Newton are my daughters, and Abigail Pierce is one of the founding members of Girls Rock, and Louise Newton also worked at Girls Rock with Abby for the last year or two.
And you played an important part in that, too.
I was the chairman of the board, chairperson of the board for the very first, from the beginning of having an actual board up until April.
Our own Lindsay Foster Thomas is
right.
on the board of that very, and the erstwhile managing editor,
that's
Katie
right.
Barron, was also
a
member of the board. So we're a little familiar with it, but for those of us who aren't, tell us about Girls Rock.
Well, it's an organization for young women between about 7 and 17, and every summer we have a camp, or they have a camp for girls between those ages, and they split them up between 7 and 11 and 12 and 17. So 1 week is the 7 to 11, second week is 12 to 17. Chapel Hill and Durham, and I think they're expanding to Wake County soon. And they spend the week putting together a band, a name, write a song, learn instruments, and then they perform all of this in a week. It's amazing. And they perform usually at the Cat's Cradle. Frank Keith is really generous and gives us a night at the Cat's Cradle. And so then all 18 bands somehow manage to perform. It's something, and Lindsay and Katie have been heavily involved in making all 18 of those bands play.
Wow.
And it's really something
special.
And
tell us the point. Why Girls Rock?
It's so girls can feel empowered to – it's not just about music, but it's also about teamwork and finding your sort of inner voice and strength. And you know, when I was a kid, we used to go to all the garages and the boys had the bands and the girls sat around and watched. And now things are really evolving. And now these girls from these camps are being asked to play in the bands with the boys and, you know, or the young men. And they've got their own women's bands. And so it's really about finding their own voice and expressing themselves and having a lot of confidence.
Well, it's good they're going to be there tonight with you, and we actually have a recording of you singing with your daughter.
Uh-huh.
And let's listen to that.
Here's the list of everything I'll take.
Rebecca Newton with daughters Abigail and Louise. They're going to be at the Newton Annie tonight at Blue Note Grill in Durham. And, you know, the great thing about Christmas songs is they have words like oughtn't and upsat.
Yeah, that, I know.
So you really do need the words in front of you, even if you think you've heard it 1,000 times before. It's going to be a great time. Would you and Leslie Land is here now live, and she'll be there tonight as well at the Newton Annie. Will you play another one for us right here
sure.
in the studio?
We're going to do a boogie-woogie song in the People's Key of A. It's called a Boogie-Woogie Santa Claus. So this will be in set. The PG is probably better than R. The PG yeah. sets. So. All right. And Patti Page did this, and lots of people did this. But no, this is our version. All right. One, two... One, two, three. Well, look here, Jack. There's something down the track. He's got rhythm in his feet, but nothing in the sack. A boogie-woogie Santa Claus. Boogie-woogie Santa Claus. Boogie-woogie Santa comes to town on Christmas Day. Well, he lives up in a mountain like a hermit in the cave. He never had a haircut. He never took a shave. The boogie-woogie Santa Claus. Boogie woogie Santa Claus. Boogie woogie Santa, boogie all your blues away. Well, it's a rock, 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 Mr. Santa. A jump, jump, a jump, Mr. Santa. Well, the boogie woogie Santa, boogie all your blues away. Got no presents for your tree, no candy for your socks. When he starts to boogie, the whole town rocks. A boogie woogie Santa Claus. Boogie woogie Santa Claus. Boogie woogie Santa, boogie all your blues away. Mama, get your hat on, put your best dress on. We're gonna jump for joy on the Christmas morn. The boogie woogie Santa Claus. Boogie woogie Santa Claus. Boogie woogie Santa, boogie all your blues away. Well, it's a rock, 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 Mr. Santa. A jump, 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 Mr. Santa. Well, the boogie woogie Santa, boogie all your blues away. Well, the boogie woogie Santa, boogie all your blues away.
Rebecca Newton with Leslie Land on bass, and without her high tones today, they're going to be at Newton Annie tonight at the Blue Note Grill in Durham for a sing-along and two sets of Christmas carols, the kids'
right.
version, and then take the kids home, Mama.
Or give them a Nintendo or something.
Give them a Nintendo. Speaking of that, you do have a day job with a place called Mind Candy.
That's right.
As an online security officer. What do you do?
Well, I'm a chief community and safety officer for Mind Candy, and we own a property called Moshi Monsters. It's a kids' site for kids about 6 to 12. And my job is to oversee all the interactive component of the site, and that means all the social networking and the kids chatting and talking to each other and the content of the site. And also, by default, that means that I'm responsible for the safety, online safety of the children and all the users. And usually when we think of online safety, we think of things like viruses and credit card fraud, things like that. And I do have teams that deal with that. But I also have a team that deals with the sort of darker side of the internet, and that's with people who are have bad intentions.
Predators and that sort of thing.
Right.
And I would think with a kid's site like that, one that does attract kids, that it's very interactive. Is that getting harder and harder these days? It seems like a tough job.
It is a tough job, and it can be really hard on people who haven't been doing it a long time because it's depressing. Sort of like you never see the happy stuff of, you know, hey, the kid sent in 4 cookies today and they're beautiful. You just see the sort of sadder side of life. But now there is fabulous software out, and a company that's based in the U.K. My company is based in the U.K., so I'm back and forth a lot. But there's a company in the U.K. that has software that's quite sophisticated. I spent about 6 months working for them and working with them to help them refine the software. And it basically is very Big Brother-ish. It sees everything, and it works on algorithms, and it can take everything and sort of dump it in buckets and say, this is something you need to look at. This is something that's not so serious. And so that has really changed everything for people in my business, because you probably would think of it as a community online community watch system. So for years, you just hope that somebody would tell, like you do offline, right, when the right. problem happens. And people just don't. And so, especially about crime, and especially little kids. And
right.
so, so now we don't have to rely on anybody telling anymore. We can monitor everything. And a responsible children's site will use software that does that. So it's really made a big difference.
And you work in your home. You've got about 20 people work. And your house has a story to tell, right?
Yeah. I live in Durham, and I work out of my home. And I have a couple of people in my office there, but I have 19 people in this area, just in Durham and Chapel Hill, and a couple of people in Asheville as well. Who so 20-something altogether, who work for my group at the company. And so that's been really great. I feel so lucky to be able to help these folks have an income and to be learning something that's a really good, valuable skill. And we all get along, and it's great.
You play another song for us?
Sure. We're going to let Leslie sing. She has a lovely, lovely voice, and she's going to do a Brenda Lee song.
Complete with holiday cold.
It's okay. It'll sound good.
We got a cough button. If you press that, you don't cough anymore.
That's, oh, that's right great. I'll need that tonight. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
One, two. Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can't see. Every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly. Deck bells with boughs of holly, rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. And this is where we send out to John Worthington. If you're listening, we really wish that you were here with us. Because you could be playing right now. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly. Deck bells with boughs of holly, rocking around a Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Leslie Land along with Rebecca Newton rocking around the Christmas tree. Part of what you're going to hear tonight at the Blue Note Grill in Durham as part of Newton Annie, a sing-along with in two parts, and as a matter of fact. And who all is going to? You mentioned John Worthington, okay. Guitarist. He's going to be there, right?
He's so great, yeah. And my two daughters, Abigail and Louise, and then the grandchildren, and that's Rory, Gavin, and Molly. They'll be on the first set sitting in. And John Justice is going to be playing a mandolin and singing a bit, and. There's going to be so many people there. I'm sure it will be like anybody that we see that we
volunteers
can,
from the audience, no doubt.
Yeah. Participation will be happening.
Yes.
It sounds great. And I guess that's the other great thing about this area is people mixing and matching and musicians who kind of play and sit in with each other.
Yeah, we all have 100 bands. And, except
true.
For FJ. Fenfrey, he has 200
bands. Yeah, 200 bands. How about some more holiday music right here?
Okay, I guess we'll do Christmas Time's a Coming. Is that right? Is that what we're going to do?
I can't remember. I think that's our fourth
song, yeah. Okay. All righty. One, two, three, go.
Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's coming. And I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling. My old heart's calling. Tall pines are humming. Christmas time's a-coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy don't you hear them singing? When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. White candles burning, my old heart's a-yearning for the folks at home when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing. When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Holly's in the window, home's where the wind blows, the cane foam's a-running. Christmas time's a-coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing. I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Rebecca Newton and Leslie Land, you can hear them again tonight at Newton Annie Blue Note Grill in Durham, North Carolina. So Christmas time, what's your favorite Christmas song? You have among your favorites?
Oh, I think Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is probably my all-time favorite, and that Christmas song. And then Tim O'Brien does this great version of a song. He calls it That White Christmas Song, and he mixes up Dreaming of a White Christmas with the Christmas song, and I wish I could play it. It's hilarious, but but it's really good.
So. How about you, Leslie?
I love White Christmas.
Yeah.
I've actually been listening to, geeking out and listening to Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols a lot lately. And I love Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. That's one of my all-time favorites.
Gee, and Jingle Bell Rock. I mean, they're like two universes of people, those of them who just can't stand it this time of year because music is too. And I can just listen to them over. I mean, it's only for like 3 weeks,
right.
And I want to hear Jingle Bell Rock again and again and again and Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Now, what about the weirdest songs? Because like for me, like I'll just give you an idea, Surf Santa. I don't know if you ever heard that one.
I have a whole Ventures Christmas CD.
Okay, that, worst ideas. Ideas for Christmas CDs that you've ever heard. Give me a sample or an idea. Just a record that should never have been put out around Christmas Day. Because every band does one.
True. I guess Leonard Nimoy.
William Shatner.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just some bad Christmas music. Next year we're going to do that. We've done that in the past. And it's a lot of fun. All right. So this hour we're talking to Rebecca Newton and Leslie Land is here. Newton Annie is tonight at the Blue Note Grill in Durham. And we're going to be back with more music and chat and the Jade City Pharoah after this. Jingle all the way. This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow, talking this hour with Rebecca Newton, a musician and online safety expert. She presents her Newton Annie tonight at the Blue Note Grill in Durham. Starts at 7 o'clock, free, family-friendly, at least for the first hour. Many musical guests are going to join Rebecca for the seasonal sing-along, including daughters Abby and Louise and guitarist John Worthington and Leslie Land, who is here with us, Leslie Land on bass. And Rebecca and Leslie have been filling our studios with song this hour. And I know you have one more for us, so before we let you play us out, let me say thanks so much for being on the show. And
thanks for having us.
Yes. See us tonight.
See us tonight at the Blue Note in Durham. You got a song for us?
We do. We have an internet version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, so you have to give us a little slack on the chords in case something weird happens. So.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.